working on a article here. It's just the first draft of it. In India, you can't help but think about the Ayodhya situation where Hindus are wanting to build a temple in Ayodhya, no matter what. If it causes violence or not, it doesn't matter. It's important to build this temple. So I've been thinking about that and calling it Sri Ram Mandir in this talk. So in addition to the Ayodhya Sri Ram Mandir, there's another temple that we need to think about, and that temple is close to everyone on the planet. So how can that be? How can one temple be close to everyone on the planet? Because some people live here and some people live there. It must be far from someone and near to others, right? No. This temple is the same distance from every person on the planet because it's their inner temple. The temple inside of us. So we're calling that the Antar Mandir, the inner temple. So a number of years ago when I was in Chennai and had been meditating in a temple there, young man came up to me, been watching me meditate, you know, sitting there for half an hour or something, came up to me. He'd just gone around to all the shrines and had darshan, and he said, "You know, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm meditating." He says, "Oh, what's meditating?" And I said, "Well, you know, there's a temple inside of us, and we can experience God and the gods inside of us in our inner temple." But he wasn't convinced, you know, he said, "Doesn't make any sense." But it's true. Definitely there's an inner temple. And you've heard me tell this story before, but it shows the importance of the inner in our tradition. And it's the Yogaswami story about the Tamil conference. Remember that one? Utsavam Tamil. There was a Tamil conference in Colombo during Yogaswami's lifetime, and international conference. I mean, this was very exciting here. Coming to Sri Lanka, you know, not in India, but this is in Sri Lanka. We have a conference on the Tamil language taking place in Colombo. So everyone in Jaffna was very excited, and there were signs all over the place for the Tamil conference, or Utsavam Tamil. So Yogaswami, in his own way, took advantage of the situation, and he promoted his own conference, which he called Utsavam Tamil, or the inner, the inside you festival. So he was stressing that what's going on inside is more important than what's going on outside of us. It's the inner reality when it comes to spiritual life that we need to think about, not the outer show, but our inner life. What's really going on inside of us is the important thing. So what is our inner temple? Inner temple, of course, is our soul, or more precisely, our soul body, Anandamaya Kosha, Karana Sarira, two words for the soul body. Our body of light, which is what reincarnates from life to life. So it's the real us. One point of view, it's not our inner temple, it's us. But because we identify with the external, it looks like it's inside. We identified with it, that would be a more correct perception, but we're looking at it from the outside today, so we'll say, okay, inside of us is this body of light, and inside of that we can experience God. So that's our inner temple. So outer temples, of course, are very important, and building them is a good thing, maintaining them is a good thing, but if in building or maintaining an outer temple we get into disagreements, harsh words, or even worse, violent actions, that's creating a barrier to experiencing the inner temple. So clearly, the greatness of building an outer temple is not achieved if we do it in the wrong way. If harsh words, disagreements, arguments, or violent actions are involved, is definitely doing it in the wrong way. It's preventing us from experiencing the inner temple. The purpose of having an outer temple and worshiping there is to help us eventually experience the inner temple, right? It's not supposed to make it harder to experience the inner temple. That's counter the whole idea of temples. So Gurudeva had a very mystical perspective on this when it came to the Iravan temple. We've all heard him say it on many occasions that talking about the foundation, he said, the foundation of the Iravan temple will come up when my closest devotees purify themselves enough through sadhana and tapas. Remember that statement? Everyone was asking, well, when will the foundation get built? When will it get built? You know, looking at it in an external way, which of course is natural. And Gurudeva was looking at it from the deepest mystical point of view. He's saying, well, that won't happen outside of us until something happens inside of us. This temple is a special temple, just not an ordinary temple. It can only manifest when my closest devotees have further purified themselves through Mahavasana Daha Tantra was very important at that time. Everyone was going through that process. So when enough of Gurudeva's closest monastic and grahastha devotees further purified themselves, lo and behold, foundation got built. Took a long time. So did doing Mahavasana Daha Tantra. But you can see the difference here. Gurudeva is looking at it that, oh, we want to build a temple on the outside. Well, what do? Well, we purify ourselves on the inside first. When we become sufficiently purified, sufficiently closer to our inner temple, the outer temple will manifest. So a very profound look. So when it comes to the inner temple, the Antar Mandir, to some people, it's at quite a distance. It's like a temple on top of one of the Himalayas that requires a long pilgrimage. That's how far the inner temple seems from the person. Even though it's just right inside, it seems that far away. To other people, it's very close. It's as close as, say, the nose is to the eye. That's pretty close. Is that close? Well, what makes the difference? Why is it close to one person and far away from another? Because it's the same distance in one sense from everybody. Because of what's in the subconscious mind. How much impurity is in the subconscious mind? How much we haven't cleaned up the reactions, the residue of past adharmic actions. It's adharmic actions, inappropriate actions, which cloud the subconscious mind. So if someone has a very heavy subconscious mind, the inner temple is not accessible. It's like it's as remote as a temple on top of the Himalayas. It's just something they'll never get around to getting to. It's too far away. If someone has done a lot of sadhana and tapas and purified their subconscious mind, and is living a dharmic life, then it feels very close because you can go inside. There's nothing in the subconscious mind preventing you from going through the subconscious mind into the superconscious, into the soul nature. There's nothing there. You've cleaned it up. So it feels very close. But if you haven't done sadhana and tapas and your subconscious mind is still cloudy and you're still doing adharmic actions, even if it's in the name of building a temple, you're still being violent, you're still speaking hurtful words, you're getting into arguments, you're actually moving further away from your inner temple. You're going at a distance from it. This is obviously counterproductive. So, the idea is that we should always remember the inner temple and any activities involving outer temples, building them, maintaining them. We need to remember the existence of the inner temple, the Antar Mandir, that is our soul, and that it's the most important temple. And all our activities in outer temples eventually bring us into the inner temple. And that it's in the inner temple that we have the ultimate darshan, a much deeper, a much more profound experience of God and the gods, and our oneness with God. That is the goal of all worship in outer temples. So that's what we call Antar Mandir Jai. Slogan, Antar Mandir Jai. We can all go around chanting Antar Mandir Jai. They're going around chanting Sri Ram Mandir Jai in India, so we're developing our own slogan to counter that. So that's just in its preliminary stages, but wonderful thought there that inner and outer temples need, the inner and the outer temple need to be looked at as a whole. And the, all our activity in the outer temple needs to lead us into the inner temple eventually. And then we really are benefiting in the way we're supposed to.